Hi everyone, and welcome to the new episode of the Glam Magazine Audio, your podcast for all things style, career, beauty, and more. I noticed that most of our followers actually like a lot the career episodes that we're having, and I got a feedback that, you know, they enjoy and they would like to know more. So I thought of like going deeper and you know, just trying to cover different topics, everything that could be related to your career, from doing your first impression to like some general career tips to how to build you know, like a good profile online when you're job hunting, how to stay motivated. So in today's episode, we're going to be talking more about the best ways to make your online profile more attractive, and more specifically your LinkedIn profile, because this is one of the main networks for people to apply for jobs. And at the same time, you know, you can always use these advices and apply them to whatever kind of account or whatever kind of profile you're using inside some of the other job seeking networks. So by the way, you can read more about this, and is an article that we've published on the glammagazine.com, and it's in the everything else section. So if you would like to read more after this podcast, please feel free to go online and read more details, or just contact us on social media at the Glam Magazine, in Facebook and Instagram, and we'll be happy to send you links and, you know, share more. So just to start, you know, it's very easy to find new friends and social networks, and you know, you can always make some ways to develop your career, and it's very often the place where we seek and we establish new opportunities. So you know, Facebook usually and Instagram are something that covers our life. So LinkedIn, especially in the market that we're working at, we're in the Middle East, is one of like the main sources and social networks when it comes to job hunting. So it's a lot of people are neglecting it, and they think that it's not really useful when you're trying to find a job, and no one is really taking attention when they're searching. But I can say from an experience in my job in corporate world that it opened quite a lot of doors for me, and it helped me reach a lot of people. It helped me establish some network. Whether I'm looking for a job or I'm just looking for suppliers, I can always, like, you know, pop up like a small status on my wall, and tons of people are going to come back to me with some suggestions, like whether I'm looking for a freelancer or whether I'm looking for someone to support me with in different parts of my career and my business. So it's a very good tool, as long as you're working it the right way. It's also something that can either make you or break you, like, meaning that if it's not done in a professional way, it could really bring the wrong opinion about you, and people, like in potential employers and HR headhunters, they would be, you know, having some wrong opinion about you. So it's, think these are gonna be just summarized like some of the five main steps you have to and tips you have to follow just to optimize your account and get the desired interview and the desired job, of course. So tip number one is make sure that you have a very professional photo. Nothing that you're on the beach, nothing that you're clubbing, or something that you're with friends, because this can be kind of like misleading for the potential employers. So avoid all kind of unprofessionally looking pictures. It's going to be good something that's suitable for a CV, because pretty much this is your CV online. So anything that you wouldn't put on your CV, just don't do that. Like, try to keep it simple, clean, not too much makeup if you're a girl, or if you're a guy as well. Like, you know, neat and clean look, nothing too distracting. Tip number two, it's not good to mention an experience that has no connection with the scope that you want to grow in. Like, for example, I know that we all have to do all kind of jobs, and sometimes you have to you know, just work jobs that are not really related. Like, for example, you're a graphic designer, but you've been a restaurant manager. It might not be very related if you want to grow into the graphic design business. So it's better if you can just, you know, focus on the main scope of work that you want to grow in. If you have too many previous positions, that might indicate that you're, like, you know, might not stay too long at some place, kind of like compile them together under one experience and just, you know, under one title, and it's better just to usually quality in quantity, is because HR might not be interested in someone who's you know, shifting too many jobs, and you know, there is something that's not related. And I know that you would like to list everything you've done, because you say that no experience, that every experience matters. Yeah, that's true, but that's more on your personal level, on your professional level. And if you want to have a professionally looking account, is something that you would like to grow and approach people in your industry, you should try to keep it clean and just focus on whatever relevant experience do you have. Tip number three is choose your liking carefully, because you know, everyone in social network has the opportunity to see what do you like and the things that you follow, the things that you comment. And it's very common sometimes to get questions like, so people can get to, in order for people to get to know you better, what are your interests, why did you put this volunteer work, or why did you choose, and what causes that you're supporting to. It's really important to just apply and show real interest to the desired employer, and just keep it, you know, maybe you would like to work in fashion, but you are following you know, something that's more into technology. Like, it would be better just to kind of keep it clean. And you can always follow your personal likings on Facebook and just make sure that you're having like a good privacy setting, so you know, no one can actually reach, so you can be yourself on your personal social networks. But when it comes to a professional social network, you better keep it focused on the main purpose and the main scope of work you would like to grow in. Tip number four, fill in all the fields in your account well, because if any information is missing and your profile doesn't look very complete, that, you know, HRs would not take it seriously. They would like to know as much as possible about you. So usually on the search network, search engines of LinkedIn and other, you know, job seeking networks, there are certain keywords that each and every HR and recruiter is filling in order to pull out profiles. So it's going to be actually quite beneficial for you to add some skills, not just like, you know, your working experience. It would be nice to put some very important keywords for the scope of work you would like to be in, for the business. For example, if you're working in marketing, it would be good to know, like, you know, events management or search engine marketing, or you know, outdoor advertising, like all these kinds of skills that you have. It's good to list them in there, because it's going to be easier for the recruiters and the HR professionals to find your profile and contact you. So, you know, you don't have to overdo it too much. Like, you don't have to write way too much, because they might not have the need of calling you, and they might just, like, you know, pass through your profile. Just kind of keep it short and sweet, and don't overdo it, because they still need to have an interest to invite you to in an interview and discuss more with you. Number five is just connect with all your friends and acquaintances. Like, you never know who in your network could be useful, and you never know who could recommend you for a position. And the more people you know, the better, because it happened to me quite often. I would like someone to recommend me for a certain position that I'm applying into their organization, or the organization that they've worked before. So I've used them as a reference, and it actually worked out in my benefits quite well. So it would be good to have a rich network in terms of, like, whatever you need to look for some specialist in into certain field, or you want to hire a freelancer, or, you know, all of these acquaintances that you don't follow on Instagram, for example, or some other ways, or people that you just work with, but you know that would be interesting for them, you know, to be connected to you. I think would be great. You know, the more the better when it comes to network, and you never know what could be beneficial to you. And, you know, it's very good to have a well-prepared profile, as this is the first step to get you the dream job. You know, the more interesting it looks, of course, as I said again, don't overdo, don't list too many details, because this might actually have a negative effect, and people might not be interested to contact you because you said it all. Just keep it sweet and short, and focused on the important experience and all the keywords that you could list, so the search engines of the social networks can find you. As I said again, this doesn't apply only to LinkedIn. It applies to all kind of job search websites. And make sure you look professional and you have a good grammar in order to make a good first impression. And the rest is on them as well. Like, you know, they just have to be impressed by your profile, because that's the first step for you. And then the rest is just a matter of, you know, just sparking their interest in order to invite you to an interview. So best of luck to all job seekers. I hope that was useful and you liked our career tips. So if you have any questions or you'd like to know more, don't forget to send us some of your comments, and we're happy to come back to you. And follow us on social media for more, and just visit theglammagazine.com for many interesting articles, and let us know what you would like to know more. Thank you and see you next time.